Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and the first thing I want to do is talk Major League Baseball. Sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, what's up with the Major League Baseball right now? We're in the middle of the season, but I want to give you the breakdown of the teams that are in position to make the playoffs. The first 5 teams in the American League is the New York Yankees, followed by the Houston Astros, followed by the Toronto Blue Jays, followed by the Memphis Twins, the Minnesota Twins, and then the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in the American League. That's the top 5 teams in the league as the standings stay right now. And we have a lot more of the season to go, but we're just giving you day-by-day standings. And in the National League, we got the New York Mets in first place, and then the Los Angeles Dodgers are in second place, and then the San Diego Padres are in third place, and then the St. Louis Cardinals are in fourth place, and the Milwaukee Brewers are in fifth place. So that's the standing for the Major League Baseball as of right now on June 21st, 2022. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls, they run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Let the radio
you go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. All right, well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And now it's time for me to share a story with you from some time in my life. I've recorded several stories from the time I was 3 years old until the time I arrived in Las Vegas. So this story I recorded for your listening pleasure. So ladies and gentlemen, put your feet back, put your head up, get you something cold to drink, get some chips or some nuts or some popcorn, and relax as you listen to the story that I have to share with you. All right, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was the altar boy, and I used to serve mass with the priest. Every Sunday, I would get to school or go to the church, and I would serve mass. I would serve the service in the Catholic church with the priest every Sunday. And then during the week, I would serve 6 o'clock mass during the week. And then I would go to school at 8 o'clock. So I would be up early in the morning serving those church services. And not only did I serve mass in the church, I served weddings and I served funerals. Yeah, that's right. A lot of people were dying in the church community, and they were holding services in the church. and they needed altar boys to come and serve the service, the funeral service with the priest. And I got picked to serve the funerals. Not all of them, but enough of the funerals to keep me busy and to keep me out of trouble. So everything that I was doing at the school, I also was an altar boy. So I was serving all of the services in the church. And one of the churches, one of the services that I served was a funeral of one of my buddies in my class. His grandmother died, and they had the funeral at my church. And everybody came to the funeral, all of his relatives and everything. And he was an altar boy with me. So he served the funeral service with me and the priest. And they had an open casket. So we got to watch, we had to sit around and hold candles and stand by the open casket while everybody walked up and gave their best wishes and their farewell condolences to his grandmother while she was laying in the casket dead. And I was like, wow, this is kind of scary, because this is a funeral of a dead person. So I was really like, why am I here? How did I get picked for this job? But it was something to do, and all of the altar boys got credit for serving funerals and weddings and mass. So I was getting credit for it, and it was improving my credibility with the priest at the church. So I was always getting picked to serve all of the services. But when I served Eugene's aunt, his grandmother's service, I was like really scared, because I was like 6-7 years old, and while we were serving the service, the lights went out in the church, and all we had was the candles that were lit around the altar, but we had to go down to the basement of the church and flip the switches to turn the electricity back on in the church. And so I had to hold the candle and walk down the stairs, like 20 steps down to the bottom of the cellar in the church, in the basement. And I was scared because it was dark, and it was really dark. And I went down there, and we got to the bottom of the stairs, and there were two caskets in the bottom of the church. And I was like really shocked when I saw the caskets. And they were old caskets. They weren't new caskets. They were old caskets that had been sitting down at the bottom of the church for years. And I didn't ever know that they were down there, because I was always upstairs when I was serving the services, the church services. I was always upstairs. So this was the first time I got to go down to the basement of the church. And the church is like, I don't know, 70 years old? I mean, that church was old. I mean, real old. If you looked at the inside of the church, you could see it had old stained glass painting and old pictures
on the wall. Oh, man, it was an old church, and everything was old except the altar was kind of new because they had renovated the front part of the church where the church services were. So they had changed the design of the church, but everything else in the church was old. I mean, real old. And we went down to the bottom of the church, and the priest had to find the electric box to turn the electricity on so we could finish the funeral service. And it was difficult for me to stay down there and not be scared to death. I was shaking, and I was nervous, and I was like telling the priest, hurry up, Father. Come on, Father. Let's hurry up and finish this so we can get back upstairs because it's dark down here. And if my candle would have went out, I would have had a fit. It would have been too much for them to control me because I would have broke. I would have took off running up to the top of the stairs back into the church if that candle had gone out because it was me and Eugene and both of us had candles and the priest walked behind us while we walked to the bottom of the steps, and he found the electric box, and he flipped the switches, and we couldn't tell from down in the basement if the switches had worked. So he flipped the switches, and he told us, okay, I think we can go upstairs now. So when he said we could go upstairs, I took off running. I wasn't walking. I wasn't waiting for everybody else to come up the stairs. I was running. I mean, I was running up those stairs like I wasn't going to be the last one down there. And I got up to the top of the stairs, and I held my candle so that the priest and Eugene could come up the stairs, even though Eugene had his candle, but I wasn't trying to, like, be without any lights. But when we got to the top, the lights had come back on in the church, and so it was a good place to be. And we walked and finished the blessing of the casket, and the priest blessed the body. And everybody got to walk up and say their condolences to the body, and they walked off. And that was the end of the day for that service. And I survived, and I never went down there again because it was no place for a kid to be. But I left.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Hit it.
Have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest
to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I guess now it's time for me to share my social media platforms with everybody that's listening to the radio show, starting with G-Money, the Pimp Comics, TikTok page where I've recorded jokes for your listening pleasure. And then go to G Money, the Pimp Comic Instagram page, where I've recorded music, stories, and rants about the president. And then you go to G Money, the Pimp Comics Twitter page, and listen to the rants and the stories and the music and the videos that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then go to YouTube, G Money, the Pimp Comics YouTube page, and listen to the music that I recorded for your listening pleasure, plus some jokes and some stories that I recorded for your pleasure. And then go to SoundCloud. Go to G Money, the Pimp Comics SoundCloud page, and listen to the music that I recorded for your listening pleasure, and listen to the videos that I recorded for your music pleasure. So once you've listened to all of the social media platforms, then go to my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com, and look at the menus on the website. And the first menu is blogtalkradio.com, which is my radio show. It's all of the episodes of my radio show. I have over 780 episodes of the radio show where I have jokes and stories and music and rants, all for your listening pleasure. And then you go to the next menu, and it's G Money's product store, where I have over 200 products that you can buy with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So you can list, you can buy all of the products, and we're having a competition to see who has the most G Money products in their room. So send us a picture with you and all of your G Money products, and we'll make you famous on YouTube. And then you go to G Money's fan club and sign up as a fan club member. In my fan club, your name, your address, your phone number, and your date of birth, so that we can give you a shout out on your birthday, recognize your birthday all around the world. We can share that with everybody, and everybody will know birthday. And then we go to my comedy album, and you can download my comedy album where I have over 200 jokes and stories that I recorded for your comedy pleasure. You can listen to those jokes and stories with your family and your friends. And then you go to the next menu, and it's the stories. And I have 19 story albums that you can download for your listening pleasure. They're about an hour and a half long. It's about 8 stories on each story album for your listening pleasure. I can entertain you with all kind of stories. Comedy stories, serious stories, exciting stories, all kind of stories for your listening pleasure. And then you go to my music and listen to all of my music that I recorded for your listening pleasure. I have 5 music albums with 10 songs on each album. So I've recorded 50 songs for your listening pleasure. You can share the songs with your family and your friends. And you can rock and roll like you got so much soul. And you can groove with my country western songs with my R&B, with my hip-hop, and with my rap music for your listening pleasure. And you can take the songs to the nightclub and share them with the DJ, because he'll need some new music to rock and roll, like they got so much soul in the nightclub. So share it with the DJ so that they can play my music all around the world. And I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm the actor, the comedian, the singer, the songwriter. Yes, I do it all. And once you've listened to all of the menus on my website, then you can listen to the ads that I run on Facebook. And you can listen to all of the different advertisements that we run on Facebook for all kind of things that I'm advertising that's going around to entertain the people all around the world. And that's it. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So check out my social media page and watch out with all the entertainment that I can share with you. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the van. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though. And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I don't shower, I don't shave, I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny, I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money,
the pimp comic. I'm G-Ronnie, the pimp comic. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Ronnie, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama. I love my dad. I'm G-Money. I can take you there. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The pink army. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The pimp comic. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Las Vegas. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Well, it's time for me to shut it down and get out of here. I got to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before we go, I want to say I'll see you again on the radio on Thursday. So tell all your friends and your family to tune in to the radio show on Thursday at 3 o'clock as we will continue this party on the radio. So, but before I go, I want to acknowledge some birthday wishes for the people that are celebrating their birthday today for June 21st, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays we want to give a shout-out to today before we get out of here?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of birthdays today. Latricia Christian Brown has a birthday today. Antoinette Locks has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Antoinette and Latricia. Happy birthday to Andre L. Martin. Happy birthday to Lamoris Barber, who is 33 years old today. Happy birthday to Jacqueline Dizette McMillan, who is a Zeta. Happy birthday to Nicoletta Davis, who is 27 years old today, who is also a Zeta, I believe. Happy birthday to Randall House. And last but not least, Kamala Hanley Harris has a birthday today. And that's it for the birthdays on June 21st, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, we're getting out of here, people, because I got to go. But I want to say, everybody, I wish you happy birthday, and I hope God blesses you with the grace and the goodness that the good Lord has for you. If you were alive and breathing today, then you received this holy grace as the Lord promised. So, but before I go, I want to wish you a happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of my friends and my fans and my fraternity and sorority people. Happy birthday to you. And I'm out of here. I'll see you on Thursday. Have a good evening. And now, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet. that we can stop the wars on the planet and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
From LA, I work from Diego to the Bay.
I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 ball day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp, just playing, make the man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
I'm G Money, the pimp camera. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.